It's a big world out there, but modern technology is making it smaller every day. You'll find out how as Kazem now presents Tech Talk. Your phone calls are welcome at 282-4154. And now, here's your host for today's show, Mike Tabak and Kazem's Tech Talk.
All right, welcome into Tech Talk 780 KAZM. Mike Tabak here with you. We've got a great show for you today. We're going to be talking with Bob Coates from Bob Coates Photography. Always fun to visit with Bob and see what he's up to in the world of photography and what he's been doing with it when it comes to commercial photos or regular photos to art. Side of things, to the cameras, the equipment, the software, all the classes and courses that he teaches, all kinds of great information when we talk with Bob Coates, Bob Coates Photography. Don't forget, you can go online to bcphotography.com or successful-photographer.com to get more information. We'll take a quick break, get one of those out of the way. We'll come back visiting with Bob Coates today on Tech Talk, 780 KAZM. Back right after this. Welcome back in to Tech Talk, 780 KAZM. Oh, it's always fun to have Bob Coates in studio with us. And that's
little
just,
knowledge is a dangerous thing. Just, I'm like, just hey, push little. The button. You didn't turn me on yet.
We welcome in Bob Coates, Bob Coates Photography, bcphotography.com, successful-photographer.com. We'll explain the differences in those websites here in a little bit. But how you been?
I've been great. Life is good.
Like great, like good, or great, like fantastic?
Great, like beyond fantastic. I'm approaching splendiferous, but I usually hate to throw that out there because people are like, really?
Did he really just go to the splendiferous? That's where they get the Splenda. It's an abbreviated version.
Okay. It is a sweet part of life. That's true. You got it.
All right, so you are. I see you brought some tools of the trade. You bring your cameras in, I know you've been doing a lot with Panasonic and being a Lumix luminary and doing courses and classes and seminars and traveling around. You're a busy man.
Yeah, I've been very fortunate. I get to share my knowledge with other people and traveling around. It's been a really interesting time because I learn so much when I teach.
Yeah. That statement is interesting. I appreciate that because, I think anybody who's been a good teacher feels the same way. If you're really into what it is you're talking about, then you pick things up as you go along.
Well, not everybody learns the same way.
Right.
So, sometimes I'll say something that everybody has always understood exactly what I said, and occasionally I'll say the exact same words, and I'll look and I just see this vacuous look, and they're like, I know they have not gotten even close to what right. I'm trying to share. So you need to learn lots of different ways to share the same information, which means your knowledge of it becomes deeper. And your brain power of being able to explain it, you can take it in, if you can explain something two or three or four different ways in order to hook in. Some people learn visually. Some people learn via, writing. Some people learn via reading. I mean, you need to be able to tap into those different kind of receptors for people in order for them to really get the information to them.
And in the difficulty you have though is that the what you're teaching changes. I know you teach the Photoshop classes and things like that. You teach the work with the cameras. Features change, cameras change, they upgrade, they update. You have to stay up on this.
Well, the basics are really important because photography is photographing light. It's not photographing pretty things and saying that's a great photograph. Because, how many photographs of Cathedral Rock have you seen and gone, okay. Yeah. And then occasionally you get one and go, oh, man. And usually that's at sunset or, with water flowing or, some combination of things. So the basics of photography are there. The tools to get there, they're changing, but that's not so much the problem. It's getting people to learn to see the light.
Gotcha. Okay.
Because our eyes can see, you know, 32 stops of light. The camera can only see 11.
Wow.
So when we look at it, when you're out, let's, you know, we're out in the sunshine and we're taking a photograph of somebody, you know, we're into the basics where, if you're in shade and there's sun's lit the background behind you, if I photograph you, you're either going to be in silhouette and I can't see you at all, and everything outside is going to be that beautiful blue sky with the white puffy clouds and the great color in the background. But if I do it the other way around and make you look good, the background's going to be all blown out and you won't see any sky and maybe just a little bit of the background.
Yeah. So. And you've told me this before, but that's the way to look at photography, is not just picking your subject, but picking your angles, the lighting, the timing, all those things that go into it. If you're outdoors and using the sun, it has to be at certain times where you can get something that's not washed out and something that's not, like you said, dark like that. You have to really understand lighting to know how to take a good photograph.
Yeah, and the strange part is as I've always, you know, math and science were never really, you know, great for me. I was never really a fan. I was like, okay, yeah, all right, I sort of get it. And now I find out I'm working with it exclusively. Seeing light, there's lots of physics involved of seeing light and knowing what's going to happen. So in that situation where we have somebody in the shade and we have the bright background, we need to supplement the light on the person that's in the shade.
Right.
And we need to have them in the shade, because if you put them out in the sun, then they're going to have all these raccoon eyes and nasty shadows all over them. So, you know, that's a lot of the things that we work on. If I can share that with people and get them to understand that part, then a lot of the rest kind of falls into place. And, oh, by the way, here's a setting on the camera that will help you get to there when you're in this situation, that kind of thing.
Gotcha. Okay. So, and it's what it is. It's really, it, just like anything else, a camera is a tool. And if you use it, a certain way, you can get more out of it than if you used it a different way. That kind
you
of
can't
thing.
Hammer things in with a circular saw.
Right. There you go. It would take you a long time, and it wouldn't be too successful. You might go through a couple saws.
And bend a few nails. You know.
Yeah. All right, so good points. The technology basics are probably the biggest thing that you have to get across to your students, is that the knowing of light, what basic settings and things like that are. And then you teach those different courses. You teach the basics of things. Then you teach
We can do classes on basic photography, basic camera operation, and then deep Photoshop and processing images to take it to the next level. The cameras now, you know, with all that said, the cameras are now getting so much stronger, and so, you know, which is why there's so many people claiming that they're professional photographers. They buy a decent camera that gets a good exposure. And I didn't say a correct exposure, but I said a good exposure.
Gotcha.
And then they put up a website and say, I'm a professional photographer. And there's just so much more to it. Now, again, that said, the cameras that are coming out, the features and the amount of light they're being able to start to see more light, they have more presets available to say, okay, if you're shooting in this situation, turn the dial to here. And it kind of, you know, so if you're shooting sports, there's, you know, on some of the really basic consumer cameras, you'll see a little guy running. Okay. So you put it on the little guy running. Well, the reality is it says, oh, you're shooting sports, so we need to speed up the shutter speed. That's more important. And then there's usually a little icon that says flower on it.
Mm-hmm.
Well, on the flower, you're trying to make the flower stand out and have everything in the background be much softer and blurrier, what we call depth of field. We want shallow depth of field. So the camera goes, oh, well, you're trying to make sure this. So we're going to open up the aperture as far as we can in order so the background goes soft and the flower and the portraits. I mean, so they're basically science algorithms that do some of the thinking for you. Are they perfect? No. Do they help you a lot? They can.
Yeah. As long as you know what you're doing or what it is that little setting does, you know.
Or if you understand that, you know, flowers going to give you soft background and little running guy's going to give you a stop action, you know. So you can get, they try and make it easy for you.
Right. Okay. So next up in the Bob's class is little flower does what and running man does what. I love that. Well, and you've got those, like, I you know, don't have cameras, you know, professional photography cameras, you know. So when I see all those settings on there, it's a totally foreign language to me. I don't even.
That's what manuals are for, and I know that we as guys tend not to go
manuals.
There. Manuals, yeah, you go in and look, read a little bit, look in the back. There's a lot of actual settings that are now available in the cameras that allow you to pick, like, scenery.
Okay.
So if we go in there, we can look and say, oh, we want it black and white. We want it sepia tone. We can kind of pre-program or pre-process the images. And I never really thought that was such a great deal because a lot of times they were, you know, very hokey or didn't look solid.
Right.
What's happening now is a lot of these settings are getting better and stronger. Where it is a nice sepia tone image that you're capturing. If you have the pro level cameras, you can get you can shoot in RAW and JPEG.
Okay? Oh, wow.
RAW allows you to take all the information that was presented to the camera when it was photographed.
Okay.
So that's everything the camera, whatever the camera saw, that's given to you with no processing on it.
Okay.
Now, when you look at the back of the camera, there will be a picture there, but that's kind of a JPEG representing what settings were on the camera when the photo was made.
Got it. Okay.
If you just shoot in RAW, as you import your images, you will see that JPEG for about a second, and then it's gone. And then the image doesn't look quite as good because there's been no processing to it.
Gotcha.
But you now have all the information, and you can process it afterwards to make sure the you can tweak the highlights, you can tweak the shadows, the color, the clarity. That's where some of the magic. It's basically your darkroom, or what used to be the darkroom, is now in your computer as a your processing as part of your program.
Wow, that's incredible.
Now, so if you shoot in RAW plus JPEG, you'll get that better looking image as a JPEG ready to go, and you say, oh, that's good enough. I don't need to do anything else to that image. I'm good.
Okay.
It's been pre-processed. It's ready to go. The camera settings were there. The problem lies when you have especially difficult subjects is that the pre-process in the JPEG, as soon as it saves it as a JPEG, it's already tossing out about half the information that was in the file.
Gotcha.
So if you have a mistake or you need to fix something, that information, if there's blown out highlights, they're definitely gone, and it's going to be white, and you'll never see it again.
Interesting. Boy, that's how it works, folks. And when you sit down with Bob even for a few minutes and you get him talking about the photography and the cameras and what all this stuff does, you tend to understand why it is he's as good as he is at what he does. We'll talk more with Bob Coates on the other side. We'll take a break. You're listening to Tech Talk 780 KACM. Bob Coates Photography, our guest today. You can go to bcphotography.com or successful-photographer.com. We'll take a quick break and be back with more. Welcome back in to Tech Talk 780 KAZM. We're talking with Bob Coates from Bob Coates Photography today on the program. Don't forget you can go to bcphotography.com or successful-photographer.com.
Well, the bcphotography.com is the website that I have for trying to show people my capabilities as a commercial photographer, as a portrait photographer.
Okay.
Excuse me. So people can see my skill levels. The successful-photographer.com site is for more showing off the camera gear, showing off techniques, ideas, Photoshop, business, marketing. It's geared toward photographers or people who want to learn more about photography.
Gotcha. Okay. And this is important because you do a lot of that when you're out doing, you do the seminars and you're traveling around, you're showing off the cameras and stuff. It's very interesting, but the best photographers are always sharing information back and forth with each other, and that's the purpose of that site.
Yeah, I think, when people say, well, I'm not sharing that with you because then you'll know my secret, that's somebody who's insecure with their abilities.
Right.
That's just been my experience over the years. If you're not willing to share, then you probably don't know much and you want to hold on to everything.
Right.
You can.
There you go.
one trick pony, if you will. But one of the things I wanted to share today was Panasonic's come out with a couple of new cameras already again.
Wow.
And again, each iteration, there are so many new features and so many strong things. Like the one of the later ones now is called the GX8.
Okay.
It's a really solid camera. Kind of reminds me of the old cameras where a lot of the dials on the camera have your access to the information rather than having to dive deep into the menus and things, which a lot of people are like, I don't know how to get around in the menus.
Right.
Well, now it's coming back out on the camera where you can kind of dial in your exposure compensation or change things up pretty easy, your mm-hmm. aperture and that kind of stuff. And the GX8 has, I'm a big fan of making panoramics in camera.
Okay.
Because you can have them already finished and ready to go, pretty much. And the GX8 now has even better algorithms than the GX7 had in being able to stitch those together with no lines at all.
Gotcha.
That's one of the things. It has a little bit more light reception. So remember we talked about how much light the camera could see. This one can now see more light at one time than the other camera did. And that's happening across the board as each new iteration comes out. That's not to say that your other camera is obsolete, but again, if you're trying to stay on the top of the game, there are some cool things.
So the GX8, this is it here?
Wow,
it's not a big camera. It's
no. Well, that's
very easy to handle.
That's the nice part about the Micro Four Thirds system is, mm-hmm. number one, it's very small and light. It does have a smaller chip, but because the chip is smaller, the glass that they've designed, there's a straighter light path going to the sensor.
Okay.
And because when I first started this, I was like, well, how can I get this kind of quality from the smaller sensor? Because I was always bigger's better.
Right.
And I'm getting solid stuff. And basically they said, because the sensor is smaller, they're able to have the light rays travel in a straighter path to the sensor, and it's actually a really good quality.
Interesting. Okay.
So, they're bigger is better in some ways. If you're going deep into the shadows, there'll be a little bit more noise in a smaller sensor.
Mm-hmm.
They've overcome the, because people said, oh, well, the focusing isn't as fast on the smaller sensor. Well, that's not true anymore. They've, found the ways to make the camera focus just as fast as the other. Somebody said, oh, well, I hate looking at an electronic viewfinder. When I look in there, it all kind of gets stuttery if you move the camera too fast.
Right.
That's been cleaned up. As a matter of fact, I had a guy from a camera store down in Phoenix who was talking. Yeah, we were talking about possibly getting some, becoming a Panasonic dealer. And, it was blah, blah, blah. And I showed him some of the newest cameras I had in my hands. He went, oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
Now this is somebody who deals with all kinds of cameras all the time, and I have a feeling that they may become a Panasonic dealer again.
Yeah, interesting. Panasonic's really putting a lot of effort into designing these cameras for ease of use, the size and carrying these things around, but also making them top grade in what they can perform and how they can perform, because you're talking about professional photographers using these things for anything and everything that they do. They have to be top of the line, but they're not expensive to the point where you would think the only person that would buy this would be a professional photographer. It's something that anybody could afford.
The flagship camera, the GH4, is under $1,500. And that's a solid professional body. Most of the other ones are running between, around $750. Now, again, these are more of the professional grade.
Right.
There is a bridge camera called the FZ1000, which is a camera that I carry with me a lot because it does so much. It goes from like 25 to 400. It's got fast glass. It's all in one. And it's $750, and it covers the gamut of, a lot of things and has a really nice look to it.
It's impressive.
Oh, and it weighs less than 2.5 pounds.
Well, there you go. Now we're talking. I noticed your shoulders look straighter.
I am. I don't know if that's, I think it's more because of the exercise I'm doing, but I am definitely not getting weighed down by my gear anymore.
Interesting. We'll take our last break. We'll come back on the other side. We'll talk to Bob about the art world and what he's up to there. So stay tuned. Bob Coates is our guest today on Tech Talk. Go to bcphotography.com or successful-photographer.com. We'll take a quick break. Be back with more. Stay tuned. Welcome back into Tech Talk, 780 KAZM. Bob Coates with us today. You got stuff going on in the art?
Fine art. I can create images for you. You give me a rusty nail and say, Bob, this was the first nail my grandfather ever used. Can you create a piece of art from it? Yep, I can do it.
There you go, folks. Take a look at all of his works online. Go to bcphotography.com or successful-photographer.com. Bob Coates, our guest today. Thanks for joining us on Tech Talk.
You've been listening to Tech Talk.
Tech Talk.
Tech Talk. Here on KAZM. Join us each week as we learn about the latest technological innovations affecting all of our day-to-day lives. Join us again next Wednesday at this time for Tech Talk.